All right, so last time we were exploring DLB, you
Mm.
know, Daniel Bates's musical persona.
Right?
And that whole sound architect thing, I gotta say, it really blew my mind. You were explaining how he layers those tracks, creating these like intricate sonic landscapes. It's like he's building cathedrals out of sound, you know.
Yeah.
But now we're shifting gears, exploring a whole different side of his artistry.
Yeah, we are. From the sonic world of DLB to the visual realm of Dante East, the actor.
Right.
It's fascinating, you know,
Yeah.
how Bates uses these different personas to channel his creative energy.
It's like he's this creative chameleon, kind of shifting colors depending on the medium.
Exactly.
But before we dive into like the specifics of Dante East and his work in film, I'm curious, is there a through line? Does that architectural precision we heard in his music carry over into his acting?
Absolutely. I think that's what makes this deep dive so intriguing. You know the way DLB meticulously constructs his soundscapes,
Yes.
layering textures and rhythms? That translates beautifully into how Dante East builds his performances. It's all about intentionality, you know? It's about crafting each element with a purpose.
Okay, so there is a connection,
Yeah.
but how does it manifest? I mean, acting isn't music. It's about, you know, embodying a character, conveying emotions, interacting with other actors. Where does that sonic architecture come into play?
Well, think about it this way. Music is about creating an experience through sound. It's about manipulating tempo, dynamics, and silence. You use those things to evoke specific feelings and to tell a story. Dante East brings that same sensibility to his acting. He understands the rhythm of a scene, the importance of pacing, the power of a well-timed pause.
So it's like he's composing a performance using those same musical principles to build tension, create a mood, and guide the audience's emotional journey, sort of like he's scoring the scene with his performance.
Precisely. And that's something that sets him apart. A lot of actors just focus on, you know, hitting their marks, delivering their lines. But Dante East, he approaches it like a musician, you
Yeah.
know, sculpting the entire soundscape of the performance.
It's a whole different approach.
Yeah.
All right, I'm starting to see the connection, but let's rewind a bit. For our listener who might not be as familiar with Daniel Bates, how did this Dante East persona come about? Was it like a sudden transformation or was it a gradual evolution?
It's a fascinating story, and it speaks to his desire to control his own narrative. You see, people were constantly comparing him to, quote, a Puerto Rican Kanye West.
Okay.
And while that comparison might be flattering to some, you know,
Right.
it seems like Bates really wanted to carve out a more distinct identity, especially when it came to film.
So Dante East was born out of this need to break free from those comparisons, to establish his own unique presence in the world of cinema.
Exactly. He needed a way to differentiate his acting from his music, to create a separate space for those creative energies to flow. And that's where this idea of a persona came in,
Yeah.
of transforming himself into Dante East.
It's almost like he's saying, yes, I have these musical roots,
Right.
but I'm also this other thing,
Yeah.
this shape-shifting force in the world of film.
Exactly. And that's what makes him so captivating to watch. He's constantly challenging our perceptions, blurring the lines between who he is and who he's portraying.
So it's not just a name change.
Right.
It's about a complete transformation. But what does that transformation actually entail? What does he DO to become Dante East? Is it all about like method acting, immersing himself in the role 2P47, or is it a more calculated, almost directorial approach?
That's one of the biggest mysteries surrounding Dante East. He's very private about his process, and that only adds to the mystique. We
Something.
see the end result, you know, the captivating performances.
Yeah.
But the journey he takes to get there is largely shrouded in secrecy.
Which, in a way, makes it even more intriguing, right? It's like he's inviting us to decode his performances, to look for clues and hints about how he constructs those characters.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of what makes him such a compelling figure. He's not just an actor, he's an enigma. A puzzle that we're constantly trying to solve. But one thing is clear, Dante East is not just playing characters, he's inhabiting them, becoming them, body and soul.
And that level of commitment, that willingness to just disappear into a role, is what sets him apart from so many other actors. But it can't be easy to switch gears so drastically, to go from the solitary world of music creation to the collaborative world of filmmaking.
You're absolutely right. That transition from being the sole architect of his sound to being a piece of a larger puzzle that had to be a challenge. But perhaps that's where those years of experience in the music industry come into play again.
I see what you mean. He had to learn how to work with producers, engineers, other musicians. There's a lot of collaboration in music, even if you're the primary creative force.
Exactly. And that experience likely prepared him for the collaborative nature of filmmaking.
Yeah.
He understands the importance of listening, being open to feedback, working together to achieve a shared vision.
So it's not just about talent. It's about having the right mindset.
Right.
The ability to adapt and collaborate. But let's not forget the visual aspect of filmmaking. We know Dante East has a very distinct style, kind of a way of using fashion to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
How does that play into his acting? Is it just like a superficial element, or is there something deeper at play?
This is where it gets really fascinating. For Dante East, fashion is more than just clothes. It's an extension of his characters, a way to convey their inner world without saying a word. Remember that quote we found? The moment I could afford my own Louis Vuitton, it wasn't just about the label. It was about what it represented in my journey from the streets to the spotlight.
Whoa, that's powerful.
Yeah.
It suggests that for him, clothing is deeply personal. It's a reflection of his own journey and the characters he embodies. It's like he's wearing his life story on his sleeve. Literally.
Precisely. And that deep connection to fashion, that understanding of its power to communicate, it definitely informs his acting. It gives him this incredible awareness of how to use his appearance, his style, to build a character. He's not just thinking about lines and emotions.
Yeah.
He's thinking about the whole package, the way the character moves, the way they present themselves to the world.
So he's approaching it like a visual artist, using every element at his disposal to tell a story. But doesn't that risk overshadowing the performance itself?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're too focused on the clothes, the look, does the substance get lost?
It's a great question. And it speaks to the tightrope he walks as an artist. But I think what makes Dante East so compelling is that he manages to strike that balance. The fashion choices are always intentional. They always serve the story.
Mm-hmm.
They never distract from the emotional core of the performance.
It's like he's weaving those visual elements into the fabric of the character, creating this multi-layered tapestry that engages us on multiple levels.
Exactly. And that's something that we don't see very often. Most actors just rely on their dialogue, their facial expressions, their body language to convey a character. But Dante East goes a step further. He's using fashion as another tool in his arsenal.
Yeah.
Another way to communicate with the audience.
So he's a storyteller at his core.
Mm-hmm.
But he's using every medium at his disposal, every tool in his toolbox, to craft those stories. It's fascinating to see how he's blurring the lines between music, film, fashion, and personal expression.
It's like he's creating a whole new art form, one that defies categorization. And that's what makes him so exciting to follow. We never know what he's going to do next, what boundaries he's going to push, what new depths he's going to explore.
And that's what we're going to delve into next. We've talked about the genesis of Dante East, the connection to his musical roots, his approach to transformation, and his unique use of fashion. But now I want to dive into the heart of his work, Neon Vision Studios. What is it about this venture that allows him to tell stories in a way that perhaps music or acting alone couldn't?
That's a fantastic question, and it leads us into a whole new dimension of Daniel Bates's artistry.
Okay.
So buckle up, because things are about to get really interesting. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of Daniel Bates and his captivating transformation into Dante East. Before we pause, we were just about to explore Neon Vision Studios and its role in his evolution as a storyteller.
Right, exactly. We kind of established that Dante East isn't just an actor. He's this like multifaceted artist who blends music, fashion, and performance into this like singular vision.
Right.
But Neon Vision Studios seems to be where it all comes together.
Right. Precisely. It's more than just a production company, you know? It's his creative haven, like a platform where he can control the narrative from start to finish. With Neon Vision Studios, he's not just acting in films.
Yeah.
He's shaping the stories themselves. He's writing, directing, producing. I think he even composes the scores for some of his projects.
Hmm. Wow. Talk about wearing multiple hats.
Yeah.
It's like he's taken that sound architect mentality and applied it to filmmaking, you know?
Yeah.
Meticulously crafting every element of the story.
And that's what makes Neon Vision Studios so unique, you know? It's not just about churning out films. It's about creating these immersive experiences, these artistic statements that linger in your mind long after the credits roll.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you look at the films they're producing,
yeah,
there's a clear through line. A focus on stories that explore themes of love, self-discovery, identity, and personal growth.
It's like he's taking those universal Hume experiences and filtering them through his own unique artistic lens, creating these raw, emotionally charged narratives that resonate on a deep level.
And that's where his background in music comes into play again.
Right.
You know, he understands the power of emotion, the way that music can tap into those deep-seated feelings and amplify them. And he brings that same sensibility to his films, using every tool at his disposal, the visuals, the music, the performances, all to create an emotional impact.
So he's not just telling stories, he's orchestrating emotions. Crafting these cinematic symphonies that move us, challenge us, and stay with us long after the screen fades to black.
Beautifully put. And that's why I'm so fascinated by Neon Vision Studios. It's not just about entertainment, you know? It's about exploring the human condition, pushing boundaries, using art as a catalyst for personal growth and societal change.
Okay, I'm totally on board with this.
Yeah.
But let's get specific. Tell me about some of the projects that kind of exemplify this vision, this unique approach to storytelling. What films should our listeners be looking out for?
Well, two projects that immediately come to mind are Neon Bonds and Paradox. These films seem to be the culmination of his journey so far. They showcase his talents as an actor, writer, and director.
Let's start with Neon Bonds. I've heard whispers about this one, but the details are still kind of shrouded in secrecy.
Right.
What can you tell us about it?
Well, we know that Dante East is playing the lead role. Dominic Keyes Estrada, I think is the character's name. He's described as this enigmatic figure caught between the allure of the criminal underworld and the yearning for redemption.
Wow.
So the film seems to delve into the complexities of identity, the choices we make, and the consequences that kind of ripple through our lives.
It sounds intense. And knowing Dante East's penchant for pushing boundaries, I can only imagine the emotional depths he'll explore in this role.
And you know what's especially interesting?
What?
Neon Bonds marks his debut as a feature film director. So he's not just starring in the film, he's shaping the entire visual language, the tone, the pacing, everything.
Wow, that's a huge undertaking. He's truly stepping into the role of a complete filmmaker.
Yeah.
Using all of his creative muscles to bring this vision to life.
And from what we've seen so far, you know, the visuals are stunning.
Yeah.
The film is set in this neon-drenched, futuristic cityscape. And the cinematography looks absolutely breathtaking. He's not just telling a story, you know. He's creating a whole world, a visual feast for the senses.
It sounds like he's drawing inspiration from those same cyberpunk aesthetics that influenced his music as DLB. He's blending genres, creating this hybrid art form that, you know, defies categorization.
Exactly. And that's what makes him so unpredictable, so captivating. Yeah. You never know what he's going to do next or what creative boundaries he's going to shatter.
Okay, so Neon Bonds sounds like a visual and emotional roller coaster.
Mm.
A film that'll challenge us and stay with us long after the credits roll. But what about Paradox? This one feels even more personal, right?
Yeah.
Didn't we read that it's actually based on his own life?
Yes, and this is where things get even more intriguing. Paradox isn't just a biopic, you know.
Right.
It's a meta-narrative, a film that blurs the lines between reality and fiction.
Wait, explain that. What do you mean by meta-narrative?
Well, in Paradox, Daniel Bates actually plays two characters. Dee, a young, aspiring musician struggling to find his voice, and Tay, a successful but disillusioned film director grappling with his past.
Whoa, so he's playing fictionalized versions of himself at different points in his life.
Yeah.
That's some next-level self-reflection.
It is. And what's fascinating is that the film explores the idea of identity, the different masks we wear, you know, the choices we make, and how those choices shape who we become. It's like he's having a conversation with himself on screen, grappling with his own demons and aspirations.
It sounds like he's turning the camera inward, examining his own journey and the complexities of the creative process. And to play two distinct characters like that, he must be really digging deep emotionally.
Absolutely. Paradox is a bold artistic statement, a film that's as much about self-discovery as it is about entertaining an audience. And I have a feeling it's going to be his most personal and revealing work yet.
So we've got these two highly anticipated films, Neon Bonds, like a visually stunning crime thriller, and Paradox, a deeply personal exploration of identity and the creative process. They both sound incredible. And they really showcase the range and depth of Dante East's artistry.
And what's exciting is that these are just two examples of the kinds of stories Neon Vision Studios is committed to telling. They're not afraid to take risks, to challenge conventions, and to create films that provoke thought and spark conversations.
It's like they're saying, you know, We're not just here to entertain you. We're here to make you think, make you feel, and make you question everything you thought you knew about storytelling.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes Dante East and Neon Vision Studio such a force to be reckoned with. They're not just making films. They're creating a movement, a cultural shift that's pushing the boundaries of what cinema can be.
And they're doing it all while staying true to themselves.
Yeah.
To their artistic vision and to their unwavering belief in the power of storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
It's inspiring, it's challenging, and it's utterly captivating.
It truly is, but there's even more to uncover. We've only touched upon two of Neon Vision Studios' upcoming projects.
Right.
There are two other films we haven't even gotten to.
Oh, okay.
Islands Between Us, a romantic drama, and The Illustrious Nobody, a dark comedy.
Don't tell me. They also tie into Dante East's journey and the themes we've been talking about. Because at this point, I'm convinced everything he does is interconnected somehow.
You're catching on. It's like he's weaving this intricate tapestry of stories, each one reflecting different facets of his artistic vision and personal philosophy. And those two films, while seemingly different in genre, also explore those core themes of identity, connection, and the search for meaning in a world that often feels chaotic and disconnected.
All right, you've piqued my curiosity. Let's dive into those films and see how they fit into this grand artistic puzzle he's creating.
Absolutely. Let's explore the heart and soul of Islands Between Us and The Illustrious Nobody and uncover how they contribute to the ever-evolving narrative of Dante East.
Okay, so we've kind of explored Dante East's journey from the world of music to film, delved into his transformative approach to acting, uncovered the driving force behind Neon Vision Studios. We even got a glimpse of those two major upcoming films, Neon Bonds and Paradox, both of which, you know, seem to be deeply intertwined with his own personal journey and artistic vision.
Right.
But you mentioned two other films in the pipeline, Islands Between Us and The Illustrious Nobody. They seem to be venturing into different genres, a romantic drama and a dark comedy. How do these projects kind of fit into the bigger picture of what Dante East and Neon Vision Studios are trying to achieve?
That's the beauty of it, you know. While Neon Bonds and Paradox may seem like more obvious extensions of his artistic journey, Islands Between Us and The Illustrious No reveal a different facet of his creative exploration. They showcase his versatility and his commitment to telling stories that resonate with a diverse audience.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about Islands Between Us. I know it's a romantic drama, but what's the heart of the story? What themes is it exploring?
Islands Between Us is a love story that transcends borders, both physical and emotional. It follows the journey of two individuals from vastly different backgrounds, a Filipina nurse working in the United States and an American traveler exploring the Philippines who find themselves drawn to each other despite the cultural barriers and personal challenges they face.
It sounds like a classic tale of love conquering all, but with a modern twist.
Right.
Exploring the complexities of intercultural relationships in a globalized world.
Exactly. And what's interesting is that the film is set in both the Philippines and the USA, with filming taking place on location in El Nido, Palawan. It's known for its breathtaking natural beauty, and I have a feeling those visuals will play a crucial role in enhancing the emotional impact of the story.
Oh, absolutely. A stunning backdrop like that can amplify the feelings of love, longing, and the sense of connection that the film is trying to evoke. But it's not just about pretty scenery, is it?
Right.
There has to be substance, a story that grips us, characters we care about.
You're right. And from what I've gathered, Islands Between Us delves into some pretty weighty themes. It explores the immigrant experience, the clash of cultures, the challenges of finding love in a world that often feels divided. And through the lens of a love story, it examines how we bridge those divides, find common ground, and ultimately build connections that transcend our differences.
It sounds like it's tapping into that same yearning for connection that we see in his other films. That desire to break down barriers and find unity in a world that often feels fragmented. And knowing Dante East's sensitivity to those themes, I can only imagine how beautifully he'll bring this story to life.
I agree. And this film also highlights his commitment to showcasing diverse voices and perspectives. By setting the story in both the Philippines and the USA, and by casting actors from those cultures, he's creating a film that feels authentic and relatable to a global audience.
It's like he's using his platform to amplify those voices, to tell stories that might not otherwise get told, and to build bridges between cultures through the power of cinema.
Beautifully said. And that's what makes Islands Between Us so compelling. It's a love story with a message, a film that not only entertains, but also challenges us to examine our own biases and to embrace the richness and diversity of the human experience.
Okay, so we've got this heartfelt romantic drama that's sure to tug at our heartstrings and make us think about the world around us. But then there's the illustrious nobody, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a dark comedy. That seems like quite a departure from the other projects we've discussed. What can you tell us about this one?
Well, if Islands Between Us explores the beauty of connection, the illustrious nobody delves into the often hilarious, sometimes heartbreaking complexities of self-perception. It's about a barista named Theo who believes he's the most interesting person on the planet, despite all evidence to the contrary.
Sounds like a character ripe for comedic exploration. I can already imagine the awkward situations and self-delusions that will unfold on screen.
Oh, absolutely. And what makes it a dark comedy is that Theo's inflated sense of self-importance masks a deep-seated insecurity, a fear of being ordinary, invisible. And through a series of misadventures and encounters with the real world, he's forced to confront those insecurities and to reevaluate his place in the grand scheme of things.
It's like he's taking that theme of identity that we see in so much of Dante East's work. But this time, he's exploring it through the lens of humor, highlighting the absurdity of our self-perceptions and the often comical ways we try to present ourselves to the world.
Precisely. And knowing Dante East's ability to embody characters with depth and nuance, I can only imagine how brilliantly he'll capture both the humor and the pathos of Theo's journey.
And it's interesting that they're filming the illustrious nobody in locations like Dallas, Vegas, and even some international spots. That suggests a certain scope and scale of visual richness that will complement the comedic and emotional layers of the story.
Exactly. The film seems to be playing with contrasts, using those vibrant, larger-than-life settings to highlight the inner struggles of a character who feels small and insignificant. And that interplay between the external and the internal, the visual and the emotional, is something that Dante East excels at.
So even in a dark comedy, he's finding ways to weave those deeper themes, those reflections on identity and self-perception, into the fabric of the story. It's like he can't help but explore those existential questions no matter what genre he's working in.
It's true, and I think that's what makes him such a compelling artist. He's not just entertaining us. He's making us think. He's making us feel. And he's challenging us to examine our own lives and the masks we wear.
It's like he's holding up a mirror to the human condition, showing us both the beauty and the absurdity of our existence. And through those reflections, we're invited to laugh at ourselves, to learn from our mistakes, and to ultimately embrace the messy, imperfect beauty of being human.
Beautifully said. And as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Dante East, I'm struck by the sheer breadth and depth of his artistic vision. From his music to his films, from his personal style to his creative endeavors, he's constantly pushing boundaries, challenging conventions, and using every platform at his disposal to tell stories that matter.
And what's truly remarkable is that he's only just begun. With Neon Vision Studios gaining momentum, with projects like Neon Bonds, Paradox, Islands Between Us, and the illustrious Nobody on the Horizon, he's poised to make an even greater impact on the world of cinema and beyond.
He's an artist in constant evolution, and I, for one, can't wait to see where his journey takes him next.
And neither can we. So to our listeners, keep an eye out for Dante East's upcoming projects. Explore the worlds he's creating, and let those stories spark conversations, challenge your perspectives, and inspire you to embrace your own creative potential. Because who knows, maybe you have a Dante East persona waiting to emerge.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep seeking those aha moments that make life and art so endlessly fascinating.